Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bad Friends Podcast with Bobby Lee and my boy, Andrew Santino.
Great.
Get it.
Damn, that's good.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
So if everyone's listening, are you recording?
We're recording.
You're recording. That's what it sounded like, right? So he's from a different land, you know that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Andrew is shooting Dave right now. He's going to be a little late. Jules is in Hawaii surfing or something with Kalila, so she couldn't make it. So we asked my man right here, Doc, to fill in Jules, but now Andrew's not here. So we're just going to start without him to see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Do you get pussy?
No, I don't get
I can tell. You don't get any
pussy. No, you can't.
I can. I've always been able to tell that you struggle to get the pussy.
No, I never struggle. That's the problem with you. Here's your thing.
Yeah.
You have this. You live in Bobby's world, right? Bobby's world is whatever he believes, that's what's real. And it's like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you remember one time.
Yeah, go ahead.
You looked at me and you was like, Doc, you're a nerd. And I go, what? Do you know anything?
Yeah.
Like, if you said that to anybody else who knew me, they'll be like, who are you talking to?
Stop, all right? I want to get to know you better. That's all.
You do, Doc? Okay.
All right, I want to get to know you. That's why you're here. I want to get to know you better. So you get a lot of pussy then.
Nah, I get what I get.
Yeah. Which is what, in a year, dude.
In a year, here's mine.
Be honest.
I'm telling you.
Because I've never seen you with a girl.
But it don't matter what you see. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It doesn't matter what I see. What if you live in your world? Yeah. What in your world, right? You think that you have all this stuff.
And I don't have it.
Yeah, but it's all in your head.
So that's what you believe. That's good. That's good.
All right.
Yeah, you work on it.
So you get... So you
let's just put it this way.
Yeah,
I get women. It's not hard. It's never. And that's the thing about California. I never even understood when dudes say they don't get women. I'd be like, what? How's that possible? How do you not get women coming? Like, it's easy out here all day.
Yeah.
You didn't start getting them until you got famous, right?
What?
You didn't start getting them until you started getting famous, right?
say that again slowly.
You didn't start getting women until you got like famous.
You know, that right there, dude, is rude. What you're saying.
Well, you know, I got a little rude in me.
Yeah. So what you're saying to me is that before I could get a name for myself, I couldn't get any girls.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's 100% what I'm saying. I don't even think you got to read between your lines.
I know.
I said that so perfect.
Let me challenge you on that then.
Okay, let's do it.
How long have I known you?
Since about 2001 was when I first started going to the comedy store.
Right, so 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not one time.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time.
Okay.
Have I seen you with a woman?
Oh, wow.
20 years.
But working at the store, you've only seen me at the store working.
We're not arguing. Don't get emotional. You're getting emotional.
Here's your problem.
Don't tell me what... I have a problem?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead. Tell me what my problem is.
Okay, one problem is you're crazy to the motherfucker. That's one right there. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, you live in this little bubble.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you actually believe the shit that you have in your head, and it's not real.
I'll tell you why, though.
Okay.
You know, I find you cute as a button.
Yeah, okay. That's a little awkward. Yeah, a little awkward. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and when I tell you that,
right?
How do you feel?
Like nothing. Like, okay, thanks. Yeah. Compliment.
Like, I literally want to grab you.
Oh, shit. I see.
And stick you in my pocket.
Wow.
And walk around. I think you are just cute as a button. And number two, I always thought that, like, how tall are you?
5'3".
There's no way.
What? How tall are you?
Who's taller, you or I?
That's a good question. I never even paid attention. Okay, let's do this. America, we about to show y'all.
You're 5 foot.
No, don't do that.
What do you mean? Man,
hold on. Let me get situated. That's frustrating right there.
Why?
Because you can't take away.
No, because we already measured myself.
Who did?
here at Bad Friends, we already did the measurements.
No. You're pushing.
No, I'm not. Did we? Come here.
We can do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
No, we're not doing it again.
Right, okay.
But 5'2".
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so
you're 5'2". You're not 5'2", because I'm 5'3". 100%.
So I'm 5'4".
Yes.
All I wanted
maybe
to get to.
Maybe 5'3" and a half at the most.
I'm an inch taller than you for sure. I just did it.
I just think you your shoulders is big.
Yeah, no one's ever said that. I've had big shoulders. Like Michael Phelps.
Yeah,
I mean,
little traps, no. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm 5'4".
Be a wrestler. So, you know,
yeah,
you
so that this feels good. This feels good. Yeah. So you're 5'2". I'll just say 5'2". I'm 5'3". Well, let's go one inch lower.
Okay.
And I have to apologize for a couple of things.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, in our history.
Yeah. Yeah, you owe me some goddamn
apologies.
I want this shit to come out. I've been waiting.
Number one.
Go ahead.
I remember when Gary Coleman died. I saw you at the Comedy Store, and I walked up to you. You were with a bunch of friends and stuff.
Right.
And I said to you, I thought you had died.
Yeah, it was.
And I could
how
see.
How do you have a memory?
I do, because I remember seeing your face, right? And you got a laugh in front of your friends.
Yeah, that
right?
was, yep, yep.
But you had a face and never apologized for that, right? So
I don't think I was hurt by it.
I'm
a comedian, so back and giggle a little bit. But a little, I'll say this. I'll say this. Somewhere there was a baby that died somewhere when you say that. That was. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm just trying
to express myself.
Yeah. You know I mean? No baby died, man.
My bad. My bad, America. No baby died.
Number two, my second apology is you opened for me.
Okay.
Did you not?
Host it for you. I never opened.
That's opening.
I thought the feature was the opening.
No, they're both opening.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What do you think? The host is opening for the feature?
No, I just thought the host was like the warm-up dude, not the...
No. Hey, you opened, right?
Okay. Right.
And I made you do some things on stage.
Like what?
You don't remember?
Uh-uh.
Like I said, when you go up on stage, you have to say yabba dabba doo.
Oh, yeah.
10 times, man. And not tell the audience why you're saying it.
But, man, yeah. Man, now y'all know what the comic, this is the equivalent to frat hazing. This is just,
But
it's funny.
So then you'd have to go up.
Yeah.
And say yabba dabba doo.
Yeah.
In between jokes. And not explain to the audience why you said it.
All right, that was the first. Yeah, that was like the first thing. I forgot all about that. Man, I forgot.
I told you to do another thing where I go, just randomly when you're opening, you have to just, without explaining yourself, you have to do a little hopscotch. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're doing hopscotch, right? And you have to do it across the stage and not tell the audience why you did that.
Man, you know what's funny?
Because it's for me.
Yeah, I know, but it's so for my funny entertainment. Because between you and Steve Byrne and the crazy things that go on in these shows, it's just so much fun, and you forget about all of that.
Yeah.
I forgot, like, especially you. You are like...
Yeah. Did I ever do this to you where they would say your name and I would block the door so you wouldn't go up on stage?
Nah, you didn't do that.
Yeah, I used to do that, too.
Yeah.
And, like, the opening would be like, let me up. I go, no, just wait a minute. You know what I mean? So there's like no one on stage. They already said your name. It always gave me a lot of pleasure. But is that bullying, you think?
Yeah, it is. That's how you are, though. You just
you think I'm a bully?
Yeah.
Do you really think I'm a bully?
Yeah, that's how you are. Really? It makes you feel good in your heart.
It doesn't make me feel good. I'll tell you why. I was bullied so hard.
Uh-huh.
Not only growing up, but in comedy. That it's like when I finally could do it, you know, I didn't snip the behavior, you know what I mean? I kept it going, right, within myself. So it's like, yes, I did some bullying things. Do I regret it? I do. I'm sorry.
But it's not that, man, get out of here.
I'm so sorry.
It's not that type of bullying. It's not something that you got to be sitting up here grieving about. Like, nah, it's fun and games. It's practical jokes. That's not bullying. I'll say practical jokes. That's what you are. You're kind of
a
prankster.
Okay.
That's what
I have a third apology.
Bobby Lee. You're the goddamn prankster.
I'm a prankster.
So yeah.
I have a third apology.
Okay, what's the third?
Did I?
Yeah, go on and say it. You know, no.
Did I hug you for too long?
Man, I don't know if you want to consider that. Here's the thing.
Every time I would see Doug,
you hug
like
everybody too goddamn long. That was your thing.
I know, but you.
You know why? Because I think you knew that it embarrassed me and it fucking like irritated me, and you would do it, and I would just try to laugh it off. You know, I would go, fucking Bobby, that's how it is.
How long do you think I would hug you for? Like, if you would count the seconds.
Longer than a Big Red commercial.
Yeah, like a minute.
Yeah, hot man.
So it's so fun to do, to hug people for like a minute or two. A minute or two.
Man, it's.
And then after about 45 seconds, I could feel you trying to get out.
Man, it's like, all
and then what
right,
I do,
right,
I do
right.
Underhooks.
Yeah, you do the underhook.
Yeah, yeah. And I do a leg thing.
Use your goddamn wrestling techniques from school. This guy is, this guy is something else, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So now those are the three things that I wanted to apologize. And do you accept my apology?
Let me think about it, bro, because there's a tear right there. Okay. Yeah, no, you know what, Bobby? I'm going to let that go. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and forgive you.
Now, let me ask you this then.
What's that?
Are there things that you have resentments toward? Do you have resentments toward me? And I'd like to hear them.
Resentment towards you?
Yes, so we can resolve anything. Is there anything hidden that I'm not aware of or privy to that you...
The only thing that I've ever...
Here we go.
I'm trying to think. Like, the only thing that I've ever... It. But this is something that... I did. It's not even like anger. It was more of like disappointment.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
This is gonna get real.
And it's
wild.
Like, you know, because it's a comedy store. So when you're a comic, you're like, oh, I want to get out and do as much time. So I was always thought that for some reason I had this belief that I said, man, Bobby going to start taking me out more. I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more shows, blah, blah, blah. And it never happened like that. And I was like, fuck. So it was like.
Oh, shit.
But I did that with a lot of people. It's not just you. I just like, well, maybe this person. Well, maybe this person. So it was like.
I'll be brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's. How do I say this? The growth that I saw you as an opener, I mean, you're hilarious. Mm-hmm. There's just something about you up there that, like, I've always felt that, too. I've always said that about you.
Okay.
Did I not?
Yeah, you've always said that.
Yeah. I feel like you're being don't be defensive. I'm not going to hurt you.
No, I ain't heard about it.
But what happens is, number one, I didn't think that you could do the 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's at the time, right?
Right.
And number two, I just prefer female openers. You know, I used a lot of female features like Jade and
Sarah
Tiana.
But you used other guys too. Fahim. Ooh. You used.
But Fahim Anwar is like.
Fahim, you used.
Yeah, name
Jack Knight.
One time.
Sean Kerrigan, you used.
I don't even know who Sean Kerrigan is. Who the fuck is Sean Kerrigan?
Fuck it. If you don't remember, you just.
Yeah. I don't know who Sean Kerrigan is.
Well, them probably the names that you used the most consistent that I know of.
No, I'll tell you who I used most. Nick Youssef.
Yeah, you definitely used Nick a lot.
I used Nick a lot.
Okay.
And it was because his style. Here's the problem with you and me, too. Mm-hmm. We're both little and cute.
Right?
And we jump around like little jelly
cute
beans up there.
Sexy for me, though. That's what I got. The whole sexiness.
You literally don't.
Buddha right there.
Hey,
like,
Doc.
Man, you a hater, man. You Doc. Always be a hater.
Doc, you
hey,
literally.
Man. I bet you your boys back there.
Doc, you literally don't.
Man.
You're not sexy.
No, you a hater. That's what
I'm not a hater. That's a fucking fact.
Okay, well.
All right. But I think you're great.
I don't. You make it like I'm supposed to actually give a fuck.
Yeah. So you were just too close to what I did, I think.
Okay, that's
you know
acceptable.
I mean? That's
right
another
there.
Thing, you know. That's acceptable. But is that it? That's all the resentment?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't. You ain't. What have you done to me to make me? Because this is the type of dude I am.
Let me ask you a question.
If you make me angry about something that I got to resent, I wouldn't even talk to you. That's how I am.
I'm not talking
to Bobby's goofy ass. But you
if
ain't
you
done
and
anything.
I, if you and I. Got charged with a crime,
mm-hmm.
and you and I were cellmates,
right?
And we got life in prison.
Okay.
And my feeling is this.
Fuck.
My feeling is this: is that 5 years would go by, uh-huh. and I'm like, I'd be like, man, I'm not gay, but just listen.
No, I'm
just
listening.
Listen.
Go ahead, dog.
I'm not gay, but it's horny as fuck, man, and. my best friend is Doc. We did this crime together. And...
So we best friends because we sell me.
Okay. I know, okay, we did ahead, the crime bro. Together, and we're also okay. Like we're the same size. You know okay, I mean? Yeah. Because you know I don't want to be like you know big T, big T, you know big T's down the row.
Right,
he's
right.
6'5". He's okay. Got a big, you know,
okay.
Gorilla dick, no. And then I'm like, you know, Doc has a chimp dick. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know. So I'm like, and so that would think like, I think I want to, you know, I think we could be good, you know, lovers or whatever. So then I'd be like, no, let's say like at night we're sleeping.
Right.
Right. And we're in bunk beds. I'll probably be in the top because I'm older. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm a headliner too. Yeah. You're in the bottom. So yeah, I slip down a pole, you know, whatever the thing is.
Uh-huh.
And I bet you sleep on your stomach?
Nah.
Do you ever sleep on your stomach?
Nah.
Do you sleep on your side?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Perfect.
Oh, shit.
So you're sleeping on your side, right?
So you already got this
plan. Yeah, yeah. And I crawl up behind you, right?
Okay.
I'm naked.
Sure. Right? I think I already know where the story is going.
Now,
you know?
And I start doing the tiny little kiss taps on your neck.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What would you do?
You know, I'd probably whoop your ass in the cell. You, the guard gonna have to come because he's gonna get.
Yes, so you're not putting yourself in the scenario. You're.
I'm in the scenario.
No, you're not.
No,
you're,
yeah, no. I'm there. I'm mad at the motherfucker.
5 years.
I can feel.
5 years. Five years we've been in there. Five fucking 10 years. Let's make it 10 years.
It don't matter if it's 30. You don't.
Oh, really? So in a deserted island.
Deserted island. No fucking. That's it. We'd be just two dudes. Looking out at the goddamn sea.
You wouldn't touch me once.
Nothing. But for what?
All right.
It ain't even fucking
it's
nothing.
Terrible.
What a terrible.
I hope
so
to God.
So now I'm out a humanitarian. I'm out a humanitarian. This guy.
I hope to God. I'm never on a deserted island. Yeah.
Well, I hope not either. I don't want to be on there with you if I'm going to be sleeping on my side and have to worry about kissing on my neck.
Is there any scenario?
Who thinks like that?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's
all right. How about this then?
That's a fucking memory now. I'm like,
you're
I don't
so
want to.
You're so homophobic. You're so homophobic.
It's not even homophobic. It's just what you
How
like
about that?
And
we're
what you
in
don't
Africa.
Right? In Africa.
We're okay. In Africa, right? And we're on a safari.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not holding hands or anything. We're just friends.
Just friends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
Bobby.
Bob and Doug, you know.
You know, good dude.
And also, you hear this. You know, rattle. Right? It's a
intense,
snake.
Intense. Okay.
It's snake, yeah. Right? Right? For some reason, my penis is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
There's a snake.
There's
and
a
then
snack.
Your snake is out. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Two snakes are out.
Two snakes are out.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Snakes. Not snakes in the plane, but
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I feel you. I'm in with you. Okay.
And all of a sudden, the snake, it bites my dick. Right? Someone's got to suck the venom out. Would you suck the venom out?
Yeah, damn, man. I'll just wait.
No. Would you suck the venom
I'm
out?
I'm trying to give you the good answer, man, without breaking your goddamn heart. Man. I'm trying to.
You'd let me die.
I'd definitely be thinking about your mom and your family.
You would let me die?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up, dude.
Go ahead and,
let me tell you something right now, right?
Okay, what's that?
If a snake bit you on the penis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would suck the venom out, right?
Okay.
And just. To make you feel better, I'd probably let you come in my mouth.
Wow, that's I'm
doing it.
But even
I'm
just to
already.
Assume that I'm be hard that right there is just that right there
that's
is disrespectful.
True.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, you're making assumptions.
I'm making
I'm just automatically gonna get excited off a blowjob by Bobby. You
all
probably
right,
use
right,
your
let's,
teeth
let's,
and everything.
All right,
you're fucking
let's
this
let
guy.
It go. Let's
oh,
let
yeah,
go.
Okay.
It's getting weird.
Okay, yeah.
Is it getting weird?
Yeah, it's a thick ass cloud of weirdness. It's just weak.
Yeah.
All right, you know.
Let's suppose we both die. I die first, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When I die, I tell God, I go, let me be the doorman of the pearly gates. Right? I'm good at checking IDs. And God's like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You're dead now. You're waiting in line to get into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I, you know. You know what I mean? Yo, you want to get in?
All right.
You want to get in?
So,
because there's an elevator that goes down to hell. You want to get in? Right? Would you do it then?
Man, I'm going to tell you. Like, you don't even have to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, like, before I even get up to the line, I'm going to go on here and start walking to the elevator.
Right,
I ain't even
going to
get to you. I'm going
to
be like, God damn, Bobby is the gatekeeper. I'm fucking going straight to the goddamn elevator.
That's fair enough. Okay, move. Andrew's here. Move out of the way.
Fucking asshole. That's what you are.
bad.
I gave him three scenarios.
What's up, Doc?
Man, Drew. How long? What's the last time you guys seen each other?
It's been a long time.
Huh?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Tri-town and a D-town in the building.
My man.
Along with San Diego.
Oh, shit. This is what you guys are going to do?
Well, no. Here's the deal.
This is, don't be
this, this been,
don't
this is proof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This has always been proof
yeah.
of the culture that I have that you don't have.
What? Oh, this is great.
We talked about this before.
No, but see, this is great.
Black
this is,
people.
This is wonderful.
Black see? People don't. They think you're funny, but they don't. It's not the same with me. They love me.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to do this.
Yes.
Do bro. It. Do it. Will you go?
No. We're not doing shit.
Yeah. We got. So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, right?
Yeah. Ask.
Do you get that from me? Do you think that you're closer to Andrew because Andrew is more in touch of black culture or understands the people better?
I don't even feel like it's about closeness. I just feel like he's just exactly what the fuck he said.
Yeah.
You have no clue. That's all it is. I mean, we've discussed this before you got here. And for some reason, you want to embrace it.
It's true. This is really interesting.
This is an intervention for you.
It is. So for the last 20 years, right, that we've been fucking with each other, right?
Yeah.
You've always felt that about me.
That you was, yeah.
There's a disconnect between me and your culture.
I don't know nothing about the coach, Bobby.
Yeah.
This, you gotta even, make this
the
shit.
Statement. The statement is wrong. That's what it is.
Yeah. What's like, the statement? Reframe it for me.
It's like
the way you're saying it.
Say it in your way, in an urban way.
Why don't?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Right
that's
there.
It right there. I think that's it.
That's exactly
what we.
That's why
you just said that's urban. Right. That's exactly
that's
what we're talking about.
Black people.
Yo, dog, what's up?
That's not it either.
That's not it.
No,
urban Bobby's not it.
Let me hear urban
what's
Bobby.
What's up, dog? Shit, that's not it.
Perfect.
Raise the roof, dog.
Raise the roof.
Raise the roof.
Come on, man.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you down,
that was pretty good.
BetterHelp.
You know what's really helped me during the pandemic was BetterHelp because I did a lot of therapy through BetterHelp.
Me too.
It really changed my life. I mean, Andrew, is there anything interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
It sure is, man. A
Doc,
lot of times
is there?
We need someone to talk to.
BetterHelp's great because you can start communicating in under 48 hours.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online.
Services available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, anywhere, send a message to your counselor. We've talked about this many, many times on this show.
Yeah.
They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. You can try it out for yourself. We both believe in speaking to somebody, helping someone can help you help yourself. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and it's much more affordable than traditional offline counseling. Financial aid is available. Trust me. This is more affordable and more accessible and easier to use than anything you've done before. Go to betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's betterhelp.com/badfriends.
DoorDash. You know, I go to Hawaii a lot.
All
and
the time.
The
you're
only
there constantly.
App, the only delivery app I use is DoorDash because they're the fastest. They have the most options.
They're
the friendliest.
We love DoorDash, man. Whatever you want, Chinese food, pizza, froyo, everyone. DoorDash has everything that you need. I use it genuinely because I think it's the user-friendly. The app is very simple. And
But now, Andrew, you can get grocery essentials from DoorDash. You can get drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in under an hour.
They got over 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia, and supporting your local neighborhood go-tos is important. You can do that, or you can choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory.
For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees on your first order when you download that DoorDash app at the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021.
Don't forget, guys, that's BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You can do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. DoorDash.
Subject to change. Terms apply.
So I'm so insulted. Number one.
Doc, I miss you, man. This is so good to see you, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
We're connecting.
I know, but it's like it's irritating.
You know what? You know who I was just shooting a scene with today?
Who?
Who did I work with today?
Who?
Kevin Hart.
Did you really?
Oh,
Kevin
shit.
Hart, blackness confirmed. Kevin even said it. I said, you know who I'm doing a podcast with? Yeah. Because he made a joke. We made a joke. Do you know what Korean hearts are?
No, but tell me what. Did he remember me?
No, look, this is Korean hearts.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen this before. This is a Korean heart.
Does he remember me?
Does Kevin?
Yeah.
I said, because we made a joke about Korean hearts. Yeah. Like one of the girls on the show, she said this. And he said, that's funny. And she goes, you don't know. I said, one of my best friends is Korean. She goes, you have a really? You hang out with Koreans? I said, yeah, from here, I'm going to work with one of my Korean best friends. Yeah. And she goes, who? I go, Bobby Lee. And I turned to Kev. I said, comedian. Bob, you know Bobby Lee. He's a comedian. Yeah. What do you think he said?
I don't know him.
No. You know each other.
I know, but that
what did he say?
I don't know what he said because I wasn't there.
He said, that motherfucker to get naked? That's what he said. That motherfucker to get naked?
Yeah, that's what accurate, he said. That's
I fucking did a movie with him. I didn't fucking get naked.
You didn't
naked
get naked on the movie?
One time.
Did you get movie? You didn't get naked once.
Not one time. Did you? Really? I'm going to get naked on a fucking $150 million fucking movie.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Was it part of the role?
No. There was nothing in it. I was wearing armor. So did he never, really? He didn't say that. He didn't say that. What did he say?
No, he said, I don't know who the fuck that is. No, he said, I love Bobby Lee. He goes, I love Bobby Lee. I love Bobby Lee. He was great.
Anyway,
Doc, how has this been? Was this abusive?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know,
it's
why?
Typical Bobby, though. Why? But here's the thing, though. I'm so comfortable with this guy. I was like, breeze. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy with him.
Yeah, it's easy.
Let me tell you something about. I'll tell you the reason why you're on this podcast. Because
mm-hmm.
Jules was gone. It wasn't going to be here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, this is not a joke. Okay, mm-hmm. I was watching a documentary about black holes. No, I'm being real. Can I just finish? I know it's uncomfortable.
But no, it's not uncomfortable because. Black hole is something me and him, this guy would say.
Okay.
This guy.
Yes. So
what happened with black holes?
So, you know, Stephen Hawking's in it, right? And there's also a bunch of scientists trying to take a photo of a black hole, which is like 25,000 light years away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's very difficult to take a photo. So what they do is they aligned all these satellites from all around the world to take a photo of the same image.
Right.
And maybe they can take all the information, create, right? So they finally, you know, they finally have an image of what a black hole looks like. And when it showed it, I don't know why, but it reminded me if Doc's asshole was on fire. I laughed. I go, that looks like Doc's asshole on fire, right? And then when this came up, I go, I gotta get black hole in there.
You said it so fast. When I said, where's Rudy? You go, black hole's coming.
Yeah. So it just kind of, I don't know why the connection there, but there's just something fiery
because
about his situation.
You don't remember? That's something you would say to me.
I
want to get in that little tiny black hole. That's your fucking...
You try to sexually assault Doc?
No, I was just joking. But
joke. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's...
Dude, it's not sexual assault when both people are online on the same
for sure.
Joke.
For sure. Right? If he's part of the party, it's fine.
Right. Okay.
Doc, what's been going on? I want to talk to you a minute. Did you guys talk a little bit about what's going on?
Well, may I be your representative?
Well, if it's...
Let me just tell you what's going on. Apparently, he's getting a lot of pussy.
Why would you say that?
Because let me ask you this: how long have you known Doc?
How many years?
At least you came to the store about 2008.
It's got to be so that long.
Yeah.
So what's that? 12 years? I've known him
for 20. So
yeah, we know.
Okay, so out of all the times that you saw him,
yeah,
did you ever see him with a woman?
What do you mean?
And you hang out with a girl.
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah, multiple times.
Where?
I saw Doc out to dinner one time. I saw him at a really nice steakhouse. He was out to dinner with two females. Two tall bitches.
All right, well, then that confirms his point
of
view.
And he had on a pimp suit. He had on a three-piece pimp suit.
There you know, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah, there it is.
He did.
Driving a Bentley?
But I said to Doc, the one thing I did say to him, he was in this booth with these two beautiful, tall, like, model bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had his arms around both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, how tall are these girls?
Yeah.
Because Doc is not a tall guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I come up to him, I go, what's going on? 5'3". 5'3". And then he goes like this to me. He goes, like this, like, I don't want to blow up a spot.
Right.
So when the girls leave, he goes, why don't you girls go out? I'll meet you outside.
Yeah.
And then he hopped out of the booth.
Yeah.
And when he got, to, you know, then it was like this out of the table. And he said, don't blow up my shit. Are you 5'3", Doc?
That's funny because him and I stood up.
Did you on this show?
On the show, inch taller than him, right? And I know, but check it out.
Did you flatten the head?
No, check it out. I'm an inch taller than him. He says he's 5'3". When you think that, you think I'm 5'2", right?
5'2", you are.
So he's 5 foot.
No. First of all, that would be 5'1". You're bad at math.
Yeah, 5'1", I mean.
Yeah,
he's 5'1".
Okay,
he's
5'1". Fine.
I'm not 5'1".
But you know what?
I've been measured, bro.
Okay, but
like,
you know what?
Not...
He may be short, but but he's got a pipe. You don't think he's got a pipe bigger than yours?
I have no question it's bigger than mine.
That's what I'm saying. So he doesn't care that he's short.
If he doesn't have a bigger penis than me, he should kill himself.
That's why his ego isn't in question. When you say you're short, he doesn't care because he's packing.
I don't care.
You get sensitive about it because it's a thing. Round belly, small penis, tiny guy. That gets in your own brain.
It doesn't.
God doesn't give a shit. Well, then
you think I give a shit about what I look like?
Why are you insulting it that he doesn't get women? Why do you think
I'm not insulting him?
Because Bobby.
Oh, here we go.
Bobby told me I was a nerd, Andrew.
He's a fucking nerd.
That's what I've been trying to tell him. And he just won't take it.
You're a fucking nerd.
You're a fucking nerd. Yeah. I'm a nerd.
But I'm not ashamed of it. He's not a nerd.
He looks like one, though, now.
Why? What is it? Tell me what it is that makes him a nerd.
I went to a Renaissance fair once, right? No. Yeah. Not even kidding. I saw a little black man.
An LP.
Yeah, an LP.
An LPB.
Yeah. On a horse.
On a pony?
It was a full-size horse. It was a full horse, but yeah.
It was a pony.
And he had one of those like miniature, like, you know,
A little javelin?
A joust stick.
Joust? Yeah.
It was one of those things.
But it was a toothpick.
Yeah. Right? And I go, Doc? And he turned around, and it was like same glasses, same hairdo.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You told me this story. Is this real? Because I thought you told me you've seen somebody that looked just like me.
I'm not lying.
Oh, fucking.
Yeah. So once I go, they're the same type.
In my head, I'm the same kind of guy.
Yeah, this is the same kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like Urkel-y.
Urkel-y?
Yeah, Urkel-y. A little Urkel-y.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, you know, there are black Urkels out there.
But Urkel is black.
That's true.
Urkel was black.
That's true.
There'd be white Urkels out there.
There's all kinds of Urkels out there.
Yeah, there are.
There are probably billions of Asian Urkels.
There's so many Asian Urkels.
Yeah, so many, right? But
Urkel.
Yeah, Urkel.
Urkel.
Yeah. So
you thought that was his?
So when I saw him, when I saw the guy at the Renaissance Fair, I go, oh, there's, you know, I just made a, I put him all in one box.
Right.
And I walked up to him the next time, you know, after I got back from the Renaissance Fair, and I go, are you a nerd? And he got so offended.
He got upset about it?
Yeah, because here's another thing.
But you asked him. You didn't call him a nerd.
No, I asked him gently.
Like, are you a dork?
I whispered in his ear. I go,
you don't have any nerdish qualities.
I don't know where he's, that's what I'm trying to
tell
you.
He doesn't have any dork shit.
Bobby's world.
Yeah, Bobby's world. He's not a nerd, dude.
Would you say Jordan Peele's a nerd?
Yes.
Compared to me?
Yeah, 100%. That's not even a competition.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But Jordan would probably say he's nerdy.
But here's another fascinating thing that we didn't even talk about, that I know about Doc.
What?
And I don't know why. It just makes me laugh. And don't be offended by it.
Well.
All right? Don't be offended by it. Well. It makes me laugh. And I giggled the first time you told me because I visualized it. And it just made me giggle, okay?
Okay.
Doc used to be a gang member.
Why? I just tickle your fancy. I don't know why
that just makes puts joy in my heart.
What gang was it?
The mashed potato gang. No, I don't know.
It was back in the Detroit, was the Gucci Boys.
The Gucci Boys.
Yeah,
I love that.
Was
shit.
Were you the runner? I mean, what happens?
Give me a lollipop. The bit that you hear me talk about me being a coat holder the first time we fought, that was actually the cold holder. Yeah, it was cold holder in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then after a while it broke.
Did you have to kill someone?
This is a podcast. No, I am not.
Doc was a coat holder.
Yeah, coat holder.
What does that mean?
Coat hanger. He would put his arms up like this and they put their coats on.
They just start throwing their coats at me when they got ready to fight. And then they just started fighting. I was holding everybody's jacket.
It would be funny though if you just stood there like this.
Caught
coats.
Yeah. So when did you move up? Like you have jackets on your face.
So it's coat holder. Then what's the next?
What's the next level?
It wasn't even like I was a designated coat holder. It was just automatically they just threw
because
the shit
you were
to me.
Small.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But then it was like there was other small guys, but they just for some reason just. Hold my jacket. It was just out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck? I thought I was going to be fighting. What
because
is going on?
I think they sense a nerdy quality to you.
No.
Fuck it, Bobby.
You know?
No. I think it's at what that
they
time. Sensed.
They might not have seen him. They might have just thrown their jacket and he was down there and the coach just fell.
Yeah.
So dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Doc, you know what I really want to know about the gang shit?
Yeah.
And you don't have to expose your personal shit, but do people get beat in?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I didn't.
You didn't get beat in?
Uh-huh. No.
Did you beat someone in?
Nah.
But you watch people get beat in?
Yep.
Is that the worst shit to see or the most fun?
It's fun because it's within, so they're not really trying to kill them or nothing.
Right, they just want
yeah,
they
just,
it's
to see
love.
How tough they can handle.
Could you imagine getting the shit beat out of you by your
man,
best friends?
Man, you're talking about black eyes and everything.
They beat your ass and for like 2 minutes straight, 3 minutes straight, and then they're cool with you.
But our gang was kind of, Detroit gangs are a little bit different.
What do you mean?
It's more about money and crack, especially back then. So jumping you in was just like only a few, I only seen it like maybe once happen.
Did you sell rock?
Yeah. Crack, heroin, weed. I was out there.
I thought you used to sell weed. I didn't know you sold rock.
No, I sold everything.
God
bro.
Damn. Did you make good money?
Yeah.
What was the most money you made today selling rock?
I'll tell you the fastest I made on a corner. And this is a corner with about 10 to 15 of us.
Mm-hmm.
I made $500 an hour.
$500 an hour selling crack?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing in Hollywood?
That was the 80s. The 80s was crank.
Man, comedy's
for some reason, I feel like it was crack. The corner where the Toys R Us was. For some reason, the Toys R Us.
Steel was selling crack.
People coming out of Build-A-Bear. Y'all want to buy some crack? Was your voice as deep when you were a child? You probably always sounded like that.
Yeah.
You know how powerful, for people that don't understand, and let's give a moment of respect, how influential Doc is to our home. The Comedy Store, Doc was...
Can I go first, though?
Because I started it.
That's true.
Doc forever will have embedded in the culture of the store, whether you like it or not, will always have the respect because you were a figurehead of that place. And you couldn't go around that club and not talk about you being a part of it for the history of the club. Because for real, everyone knows like, what's up, Drew? Everyone knows, everyone's got their Doc impression. Mine was always like, what's up, Drew? And he was always happy to see me. And for you was, hey, Bobby. Down. But you really did. Forever of the people that will be cemented there.
Oh yeah,
whether you like it or not, you were such
you
a
always
figurehead
embedded
there.
In the culture of the club.
100%.
And
I was there when
the people
was there, man. So
yeah, they would go, "What's up, Doc?" So that's
it. Meant a lot.
That's
what
I was,
but it
was
real.
No, what I was going to say is, you know, there were certain people there, like Jeff Scott.
Rest in peace.
He died.
He did.
I'm kidding.
He got shot.
No, he didn't.
Like 13 times.
No, he didn't.
He got shot. That's how he died.
Jeff Scott didn't get shot.
What happened?
He died from a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he got shot.
No, another guy died that way.
Who?
Some customer last year.
I was there when that guy got shot.
Oh, 2015.
I was there when that guy got shot on the patio.
Yeah, I was there. Well, I wasn't there that night. I was off that night.
I was there that night.
Yeah.
I was in the back, in the fucking back by the hallway when that guy got shot. You know what happened to him? That guy got out of his car. He went up to his chest and shot him. He got back in
his
car.
Did you see the body?
Yeah, what do you mean? I heard the gunshots. We ran back by hallowed ground. Then by the time I came out and cops and ambulance were there, he was there on the ground.
That's so crazy.
It was fucking gross. It was right on the front patio.
Was there blood everywhere?
I mean, not as much as you thought. Yeah. Isn't that weird? I thought it was going to be more blood.
Yeah, yeah.
It was enough.
What's so funny?
I don't know. I'm just looking.
What's so funny?
It was nasty. It was wild, though.
Was it a white guy?
No, it was a black guy.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what it was.
A lot of white guys getting shot from fucking gang-related shootings?
The guy was actually visiting the Andaz. He had nothing to do with the store. So he came 5 minutes after he left the Andaz to come over there because Trippin's Tuesday show ended. He just came over there to have a drink on the patio.
He was having a drink, yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, a guy ran across the street and shot him up. And so what it is the guy.
But he didn't shoot anybody else, which I thought.
Well, that guy was from New York.
Right.
And it was a New York hit on him.
But I'm saying, give the guy props.
Did they catch the guy?
Spray into a crowd.
Back in New York, it started like a big war, and they caught the guys, and they arrested some guys.
Not here in L.A.
And it's not in L.A.
Oh, there's a whole history that happened afterwards.
He got away in L.A.
I know. He got back to New York, and then there was some sort of war in New York.
This started a gang. This was like a gang hit.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't shoot into the crowd. He got out of his... He went right up to his chest and shot him in point blank.
That was drug dealing hit.
Wild.
So it is pretty wild.
It wasn't. It's not like the Crip and Blood. It was like drug, and you know what I'm saying. Like they actually like a hit for
that was a hit. He was he did something he shouldn't have done.
Can I go back to my compliment or
please?
No?
Okay, go ahead.
So
I really want to hear this, Bobby.
I want to say that you not only were you like a part of the store, like you were part of the building, right? I also saw you develop. Like in the beginning, when I saw you. You weren't that good.
Right.
And then
nobody was that good.
It took him a little longer, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's because I wasn't hitting the mics like I should.
It's fine. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's not a bad thing. All right. So, but eventually you started, I feel like you started finding your voice, mm-hmm. right? And I remember one time you were on stage and you were killing, right? And I just thought to myself, I wish I was in prison with the guy.
So you always go back to the old bunk bed, huh?
Upstart.
Oh, credit debt.
Hey, man, if you're carrying a big credit balance every month, it can feel like you're a never-ending debt cycle. And I can tell you, Upstart can help you. Bobby and I were both in heavy amounts of credit debt when we started in this business.
Yeah, and so many Americans experience financial hardship, especially in the last year. Upstart can help you regain your footing and get things back on track. Don't
That's
you want
right,
that?
Right, man. Upstart's a fast and easy way to pay off debt with a personal loan, all done online. They're more than just your credit score. And unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. How fast can you receive the funds?
You can receive funds, Andrew, as fast as one business day after accepting your loan.
Well, find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends. That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided by your loan application. Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
Honey! You know what I love, Andrew?
Shopping online.
And also promo codes.
Yeah, you do, man.
I love promo codes.
Yeah, we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. It says, do you have one? But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. It's a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds right to your cart.
Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
Here's how it works. This is actually so convenient, it's dumb if you don't have it. You're shopping online. When you check out, this Honey button is just going to drop down. All you got to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds. It searches around the internet and it finds it. I save money. This is my favorite because I just got a new beard trimmer on the intranet.
Yeah.
And I saved $16. Ayo, come on, man. $16. That's good.
That's great.
Yeah, it is really good. They found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings.
Oh, my Lord.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings.
It's also literally free, and it installs in a few seconds.
So easy. By getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast.
Get Honey for free at... joinhoney.com/badfriends.
That's joinhoney.com/badfriends.
No, but I honestly, like, and when you left, to me it's like, number one, you never got past there, right?
Yeah.
You did get past?
No, I never got past.
Yeah, I think that's the crime.
Yeah.
I think that's the crime, and I think that's what made you leave, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I watched your last set.
Well, also, but to be honest with you, it's like, I never became a hot guy as a stand-up, period, anyway. So the main reason why I wanted to leave, I said, let me just see what I can just push myself, because it's something I'm not doing. For me to have to do, I don't have to depend on the story. Look at all the people that come through there that never got passed.
Yeah.
Louis wasn't passed by her. Louis C.K.
I know.
So it's like
Seinfeld, right?
I had to be honest with myself. So I left based on that, but I left more so because I just was disappointed in Paulie and them and what happened.
Right.
You know, because Adam, everybody think I was mad at Adam. I'm like, nah, Adam ain't got nothing to do with why I left. I just left because of all I had went through there. I said, I'm gone. So
yeah.
That was me.
How many years, you were there for how many years?
12.
Man.
11 and a half. Almost.
No, so what are you doing now? Are you doing stand-up now?
Yeah, I still do. I hit mics and I do little shows here. I got two little shows tomorrow.
Where?
Right here at the Comedy Chateau. I'm doing a little five-minute spot over there. And then I'm doing a little show with Kathy Lewis in Riverside.
Oh, cool. Man.
Still the grind. Still grinding.
You're still grinding. Yeah.
Yeah, just hitting it.
Yeah. I think we need to help you a little more.
Hey, man. I just really want to do stand-up, man.
I get it. I get it.
Well, let's do this. But you know, Bobby's taken from you so much. What can he give to you?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You've just taken.
No, I haven't.
So many people.
I've helped him so much.
Well, to help him more then.
Did you ever open for Andrew? He's open for me.
He wouldn't open for me.
I've never asked him.
He's never asked me.
You didn't ask me.
I asked you to do it. Everybody wants to ask me.
So, I mean, I feel like I've done more.
Yeah.
Than you have.
Maybe.
No, 100%. 100%.
But it's just different with Doc and I. Yeah, it is.
In fact, you're here not because of him.
But you're not a store guy.
You're here because of me.
But you're a store guy. He's a store guy, but you're a born and raised store guy.
That's right.
So you have a method that you was taught and that was inherently given to you to miss.
You worked
at
the club.
As a guys like him, most 90% of the guys that come that's just regulars like him,
not organic store.
With the exception of like
I'm
Al Madrigal.
I'm real. That's what you're saying, right? I'm real store.
I mean, you know,
he's not real store.
Put it that way.
No, he's I'm fucking real store.
No, you're not.
Am I not real store?
Yeah, he's definitely is.
Who's more real? Andrew or I, be honest.
Real store? What the fuck is? What an innocuous bullshit thing?
Just listen, honestly.
No, because it's a fake question. Real store? What the fuck does that mean?
They both got passed by Missy, so you're both real. You know goddamn well. You mean real store or born and raised?
You're born and raised.
Okay, born and raised, and then yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, because you used to work there.
No, it's not. Beyond that.
Yeah, you worked there, you fucking scumbag. That's the only reason why you're... the only reason, because you slummed the phones, and I didn't do that.
No, that's...
That's the only difference. I put in the same fucking work that you did.
Stop.
Shut the fuck up. You don't get to throw around bullshit.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because I get to defend myself.
Let me finish my point,
though.
Fuck
you,
Bobby.
All
right, my point is this, right? I'll tell you what you're like. You're like Spade.
See?
You were good.
Spade?
Yeah, you got good and you got a name. Then you got into the store that way.
I got good at the store.
Where I started at the store and I grew.
Did I start at the fucking store? He watched me start at the store.
Are you out of your mind? I was there when me and fucking D'Elia saw you for the first time.
I started
in the
at
OR,
the store. Yeah.
And we
so
looked
I didn't
at each
get t- good and come to the store.
Just stop arguing. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just throwing facts down, man. Relax.
All right.
And I remember me and D'Elia looked at each other, and we saw you perform, and we've told you the story before.
I remember.
Right? And you killed?
Yeah.
Who kills like that if they're not developed already? Think.
I developed at the club.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you
I did.
You were good already.
He saw me. How many nights? You saw me at the club pulling late night spots.
You weren't doing stand-up before?
You weren't there for the late night spots. When I was getting late nighters.
Yeah, listen.
You weren't
when
fucking there.
Getting, listen,
he was there.
Yeah. Listen.
Let Doc say
it. But I was going to ask you, you didn't do comedy before that?
At the club?
Yeah.
I was doing other shit.
Oh, okay.
But the store is where I went every fucking night.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would go do a show in... fucking Santa Monica, back the old West Side Theater.
Oh, so you weren't in the clubs all over?
No.
Oh,
man.
So the store, okay.
The first club that passed me was the Improv, but back then, it wasn't the same.
You weren't getting
a spot. You would get passed, and then they give you a spot once a fucking month.
Yeah.
So you weren't there. With the club, I could go every night.
Fine.
Thank you.
All right. It's like, you're like a guy.
I am a fucking guy.
I know you're like a guy. Like if I was born in this country and you moved here when you were 10.
An immigrant.
Not an immigrant, but you're kind of still American, kind of.
You're going to tell me to go back to my country?
Go back to the fucking improv, dude. Go back to the improv because we don't need you here.
Holy shit.
Right, you're not real.
Who are you talking to? You don't even go to the store anymore.
Well, really, I was there last time, going tonight and tomorrow.
See, something is talking. It's you.
It's not mine. My phone's off.
It's got to be you.
It's not me.
Mine's on silent. I ain't got nothing.
It's Bobby or it's downstairs.
It's Bobby.
It's Bobby. They can fucking hear us.
What?
Open your phone up and find out what's going on. You're probably on a call still.
No.
We can hear it.
It's not me. You're out of your fucking mind,
the
dude.
Boys can hear it, can't you, boys?
We just heard it.
Did you like... Did
yeah,
you...
but it's not my phone. Grab my phone. There's nothing on here. You're so stupid. It's like you're losing an argument.
No, I'm not losing. You present... see what he does? It's called gaslighting. Yeah, it's called gaslighting. It's his favorite thing to fucking do.
But I'm just saying that, you know, I just want to settle this right now, okay? You're a store guy, through and through.
100%.
I'm more store. Let's move on.
I mean, fine.
It's a fact.
Yeah, it's so fine. I mean, I'm funnier there, but yeah, you're good. Yeah, you do well.
Okay, that's fine. Please don't.
You do well.
Hey, I'm say, man.
Andrew, and, I mean, Doc.
Shots fired, audience. You know,
bro.
No, you're funny.
You're so much funnier than I am.
I know.
And you kill better.
I know.
And you're a better comic.
I know.
Okay. Better actor, you're everything better.
I know.
Yeah, you fuck better.
I know.
Everything's better.
I know.
Okay.
You feel good? But you're an original store guy.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got it.
Yeah, I did get it. And you're just a visitor. A faker.
I'm a faker?
Yeah, you're not real.
Do you want to start?
No. Whoa, let's start.
That's what I thought.
The demons is coming out.
These claws will fucking start gripping.
Yeah. So anyway, let's move past.
I'm happy that you're back, by the way. I missed
you.
I missed you so
go
much.
Go suck your dick.
Who called you? Who called you while you were gone?
Where
were you?
I was in New York.
You went to New York. I call him all the fucking time to see how he is.
Man. Love New York.
I love going to fucking New York. I miss going. I feel like I don't get opportunities to go anymore. And also now, New York is so much hotter than LA comedy-wise that I feel like they're alive over there. We feel like we're in this weird coma. Like we're just getting out of
it. New York's always been the mecca, though.
I know, but even post-COVID, I'm saying it's alive as fuck. I went to the Cellar. It's bumping.
Yeah?
It's not like that at the store.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean? Did you go to the Cellar?
No, but what I do feel, though, because you know I'm staying in Brooklyn.
No D on the end. Just Brooklyn.
You put a D
Brooklyn.
On it?
Yeah. No, it's Brooklyn.
No, it's not Brooklyn.
I was in Brooklyn. Which is what I said twice. I don't know where you get the D. Maybe it's my phone, but
did anybody else hear a D?
I heard a D.
Yeah.
Okay. I said it wrong. Brooklyn? Yeah. And I'm walking about in town, right?
Yeah.
In Brooklyn.
Correct.
Right. And there's a lot of Bad Friends fans.
A big time.
Right? And they're like, what are you doing here? We never thought you... Yeah, some guy goes, I just never thought I'd ever see you here.
You're shooting on the stages, that's why, right? In Brooklyn?
No, I was shooting on the stages, but the hotel is right in the middle of, you know, white.
Wait, why? The stages are in Manhattan?
It's in Brooklyn.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're shooting the stages in Brooklyn. That's why they put you over there. And you're walking the streets all day just meeting Bad Friends people?
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's fucking fun.
What do you mean, who you fucking...
He said Dat Fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dat Fan.
Dat Fan was there.
What are you talking about, Dat Fan?
I thought that's what you said. I couldn't even understand.
He's just like Rudy.
I know. That's why I picked him.
I thought you said that...
Bad Friends fan, the show.
Oh, Bad Friends. Oh, my bad. I thought you said Dat Fan.
Doc, call him...
You said
Doc. I said...
Goose.
If you play back the recording, I said Bad Friends. I don't know where you get Dat Fan from.
My bad. That's what it just sounded like to me. I was over here like, that fan got that many fans in New York? That's what I thought.
Let me back this up.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Have you been getting a lot of ass lately? Is that what I missed? Did I miss a lot of you? Like,
this is what it is.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find how to get this goddamn comedy going. So that's where I've been.
Yeah.
Just trying to do that and work in a regular part-time job with Amazon. That's all I've been doing.
What are you doing with Amazon?
Just doing some shopping. It's like, you know, they give me an iPhone, people shop. And then I go and shop for the food for them, put them in bags, and then they send them off. That's it.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's an easy job.
You do it at the warehouse or is it at a store?
Both. One of them ain't even, it's not a warehouse per se. It's more of a just like a big shopping center with just us in there. No customers or nothing. And we just shop.
Do you put in headphones? You don't have to talk to anybody?
They don't let us no more. They don't.
Why?
Because safety regulations. Go on and do your thing.
Doug, do you have an Instagram?
Yeah.
What is it?
Doc Willis Comedy. Can you believe this guy asked me?
I don't even follow. Do you follow it?
Do you have a podcast?
No.
Why wouldn't you have a podcast with a voice like
that? It's just, man.
Listen to the smoothness of that.
It's so smooth.
Will you introduce this show real quick? Will you go, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bad Friends Podcast featuring Andrew Santino, Bobby Lee, and me, Doc Willis. Say that real smooth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bad Friends Podcast.
Take two.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bad Friends Podcast with Bobby Lee and my boy, Andrew Santino.
Yeah. Great.
Get it.
Damn, that's good.
Would you say this with me? But
you notice how
we
put. You notice how
he
put. You notice how he put.
Slow down a bit.
No, you notice how he put my boy in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just like it.
Yeah,
do this. Go deeper, Bobby.
I'm not saying.
No, it's that. No, because I'm throwing a football.
Oh, the football. Yeah. Oh, go deeper, Bobby. Yeah.
No, slow it down though. Go deeper, Bobby.
Good. Go. It's hard to say. For some reason. Oh, so slower.
Yeah.
Do I gotta do? I really gotta do this for this guy, man.
Yeah, you do.
All right, you know what? For you,
it's my show.
Go deeper, Bobby.
Doc,
you see my face, though.
Yeah.
But now imagine, Doc. Now imagine, Bobby's. You're locked in a room, Doc. You're locked, and he's got to smash on the door. Say, go harder, Bobby, because he's got to smash the room. Smash the door. Say that one.
Yeah.
Let me just, because I'm envisioning.
He's got to go harder, Bobby.
Slow it down, though.
Slow it down. Deeper voice.
Go harder, Bobby.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Give him another one.
And then it's like, imagine now. Just imagine that you guys are. You're making like hard boiled eggs, hard boiled eggs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and you got to take them out before they get too hard. Otherwise, you know what I mean. It gets bad.
Yeah.
So say, ooh, take it out, Bobby. Ooh, take it out, Bobby.
Yeah.
Real slow, twice.
Yeah.
This is
no. This is for the case we animated.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is this okay?
Yeah.
This is acting.
Yeah.
This is okay. This is acting.
Yeah.
Ooh, take them out, Bobby. Ooh,
take it out. It's just one egg.
One egg.
Yeah, it's one egg.
So he's only boiling one egg.
Boiling one egg. He says not weird. That hungry of
he
a
not
guy.
Making a salad?
Yeah.
Just,
no.
Okay. Just because. Ooh, take it out, Bobby.
Perfect.
I got one. All right.
You got
another
one?
I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your house.
This is the final, right?
I knock on your door, right? Just say slowly, come inside, Bobby.
Let him in the house.
No, come inside, Bobby. Come inside.
Come inside, Bobby. That sounds real inviting.
Yeah,
it sounds,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
it sounds warm and welcome.
Yeah,
warm
sounds,
and welcome.
Hey, feels good. Guys, yeah. Okay. Good.
I don't know why I feel
so fucked
so
up.
Yeah, yeah. We're you know, we love you. We're just kidding. You know, I fuck with you, but you know, that's what it is. That's what our relationship is.
I want to ask you a real question before when you did leave the store.
Yeah.
What did you say to Adam? Did you say goodbye to anybody?
Goodbye to everybody because everybody knew I was leaving, and they actually threw me like a.
I know.
Going away.
But I'm saying, I know that. But I mean, did you privately go up to people and say some shit or no? Did you ever go up to anybody and have your final goodbyes like a fuck you to anybody that you didn't like?
Nah.
No.
But let me ask you this:
because it wasn't.
Are there guys that you didn't like?
Ain't nobody worth all that.
Are there guys you didn't like?
There were guys there you couldn't. There was for sure guys you didn't like.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even say. Yeah, it's definitely guys I didn't like, but it's not. They ain't worth my energy. They ain't worth my time. I don't be.
Who was the biggest asshole to you in the lot?
In the lot. Ahmed, I think.
Oh, my God. It's like, I can't even. It's a given. It's a given.
Can I tell y'all what happened?
So I love that.
I love this.
All right, so what happened with him was. You know how I parked the cars, and this is back when it used to be crazy on the lot, right?
Right.
Jam-packed.
So, okay, just to let people know, right?
The parking lot probably legally fits 7 cars.
Yeah, 6 or 7 cars.
They fit 20 to 30 cars. I'm not exaggerating.
To the point where there's a Hyatt next door, Andes, right?
Yeah. A hotel.
And there's a gigantic driveway
inclined
that goes
driveway,
up.
Yeah.
Right. They made some sort of deal where we could park our cars along that railing.
Just on the rail.
Right.
All the way up, right
to the house.
Yeah, and I've seen Chris Rock's car be towed. I mean,
mm-hmm.
crazy shit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So it's a clusterfuck to say the least.
Insane.
I've done it before, and I did it one night, and I don't know if it was an Asian or whatever. They just said you can't do it again.
You do, yeah. It's your sheer disregard,
yeah.
For your own
because
car.
You know how I drive.
I don't think they're gonna do it Asian. So, you're just a bad driver. Period.
I know, you know.
So
I
what? So tell me, what'd he do?
So. He says, Doc, get my car. Then I get his car and I pull it out. I move all the cars. You know how you got to do the Tetris in
yeah.
the back.
Yeah, yeah.
I move it, get it. And then he's not ready to go. So I fucking had to get other people out. I had to maneuver again and move people back and put his shit back. And then he came out again 30 minutes later and was like, I got to go. And I go, fuck. And I do it again.
Yeah.
And then he leaves again.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
he comes back out. I move all the cars. Cause then I move all the cars on the rim. This time it's like 11:30. It's jam-packed. This is when everybody's there.
Yeah, that's like
so I move all the cars on the rim. And I had to put three cars on Sunset. So I had to block the driveway oh, yeah. of the Hyatt for people to go in and coming out.
Oh, my God.
So, and the car I was in, I had to come out to the second lane on the other side of that and block that whole lane.
Damn.
Our man pulls up.
My God.
And he starts talking to Chris D'Elia from the truck for like 5 minutes.
This motherfucker.
Then he, and then the police come. And they honk the siren at me. Hey, move your car. You're blocking. I go, man, this guy. So I pull the fuck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I pull back in. He's still talking.
Yeah.
Then he's like, okay, Doc, I want to go. I go, you want to fucking go now? I said, okay. So I pull back out and block the traffic again. Now, mind you, the cars are still blocking the driveway of all the cars trying to get out.
Right.
Like, they're stuck now. Yeah. Now I got a line there. Everybody's honking at me. Yeah. And they're like, who's this little black Gary Cole? You know what I'm saying? He's fucking doing.
Yeah.
Right? So I pull back out, he pulls up, and then he stops and starts talking to Neil Brennan. Now, by this time, yeah. the cops see what's going on.
Yeah.
They yell from the siren to him, hey, no, actually, I get out the car and I start yelling at him.
Yeah.
I'm here, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I said, why don't you look at this?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah.
And then he pulls up
yeah.
and he says, hey, Doc. You know, you should have a little bit more zen about this. Is zen? Are you fuck? Do you see this shit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
man, he was like, you know, that's a little bit too much. And then the cop yells from the speakerphone, hey, move your car. You have all the traffic back up. He's like, oh, okay, officer. All right. I'm like, oh, you want to listen to the officer now?
Yeah,
you don't
want
to listen to
yeah.
Man, shit. That was like.
God.
And then the next day he came in. We got into an argument about it.
Oh, you got into a fight about it.
And then he. And then, like, it was something I had to do later on, and I wanted to contact him about something, and he fucking blocked me on Facebook and deleted me.
Like, oh, my God.
Fuck. So I was just like.
That was it for you.
Yeah, that was like, fuck. But we, after that, I think we had made up after that. But it was just like, that was like the worst I've ever.
The most bullshit you dealt with.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That just triggered me, that story.
Did it?
A little bit, yeah.
Because of the past?
Yeah. It brings up a lot. It triggered me.
Bobby is so Sniper. Maniacal. He plans someone's demise, and when he watches them fall, he sits in his underwear in his little room and just like, with his little fingers. Yes, yeah. You love that shit. You love watching your enemies get fucked.
Listen. I'm in real deep therapy right now. Just hear me out, okay? And I'm addressing all that stuff, right?
As in today? Did you go today?
Yesterday I did.
How was it?
It was good. But my point is that there's issues that I look at. Like, I ask, why do I do certain things? Why do I behave in the way I behave?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, a lot of it's just fear, really.
Well, fear of what?
Rejection. And I also have, I avoid things because I fear trauma, right?
Mm.
And it's like, I'll just give you an example. The two jobs that I'm doing right now, right, which is the Reservation Dogs and Sex and the City,
yeah,
are two jobs that in the beginning I turned down because of fear.
Fear that you couldn't couldn't
just I just you know one of them was a doctor. It's like, oh, do I even know how to do that?
To be a doctor,
yeah. And the other one was something else. Do I know how to do that? And it turns out that I can. You know what I mean? I do, and you know,
of course.
But it's like. But before, I would just not do things because of fear.
Mm.
Because, you know, so that's something that, you know.
That you're working through.
Yeah, and it's also, I do have this thing where I get slighted by people, and I.
By who?
By people.
Enemies?
Yeah.
Who's slighting you?
It's not a slight. It's like one time, I want to name that person, but 2 years ago, before the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
I was in the OR. And the guy, it was Martin Lawrence. I was literally next.
Yeah.
And he goes, "But Bobby Lee." And as I'm walking, some other person walked in front of me and went up on stage. I gotta go. She goes, I gotta go. I'm going up now. In my head, I'm like, and this person never apologized, right? So I hold on to those little things, but now I let them go.
You're learning to let them go.
Yes.
You still have a few in your belly. There's some you'll never let go.
No, I really will let it go.
You will?
Even something happened to me recently that I'm letting go.
You want to say it? What is it?
No.
Who did it?
You know what it is, man.
Oh, fine.
I'm letting go.
Do you hold on to shit? Do you go to therapy?
Nah.
You don't go to therapy?
I should have. My mother told me I should have when I was younger.
Why do you think you don't want to do it? You think it's not cool? Is it just like a thing you don't want to do?
What if you want to be honest with you?
Yeah.
There was this street shit that you just can't talk to a therapist about.
Right.
What?
There's street shit you can't talk to a therapist about.
What? Isn't there a confidentiality?
What the fuck? No.
You ever go, if you ever, there's an Italian mafia guy named Michael Franzese, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so he did a podcast with Vlad all the time.
Yeah.
And then he said on there, he was talking about whether Sopranos was true. And he said, are you kidding me? He said, if a mafia member went to a therapist, he'll end up in the trunk a week later. That's how it is. The street guys can't go to a therapist. You just don't. If you've done things as a teenager on the street, wilding out, so you can't go to a therapist and be like, yeah, you know, this happened. It's like one of those things where you just go, okay, well, you know what? We're going to let this one go.
Yeah, they can't.
They can't.
They have to tell the cops if they hear anything illegal. If you do anything illegal at all, they're going to snitch. They don't have your back like that. That's not your buddy.
So you're saying that you have certain things that you did in your past that were illegal that can get you in trouble now?
No.
I doubt that. I don't think he's ever seen.
Here's the thing.
First of all, you can't kill anybody with a squirt gun. That's what he...
Those mini baseball bats.
Everyone has machine gun. He's...
No, you know, and then like... Well, here's one thing that I just couldn't talk to her about. Was when I was selling crack, my father was on crack. So I used to sell crack to my father.
Oh, shit.
So, like, would that's you charge one him full price? Things. Yeah, nah.
You give him a little family discount?
Yeah, I used to hook him up. You know what I'm saying? But here's what happened, right?
Did you ever feel guilty selling crack to your old man?
After he died. But at first, no.
When he was alive.
No, because he would smoke his whole check away, right?
Right, and you should.
So.
And he never gave
so
you
when
money.
When he would buy from me, it was like.
Child support.
Yeah, no, not even child support. It was more like. Kids would be like, hey, where you get the new shoes from? I would be like, yeah, my daddy bought me these. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to tell him that he bought crack. It's like my father. Right. You know what I'm saying? So and like, yeah.
How much have you talked about that on stage?
I may have talked about it once, twice, maybe.
So you're telling me you're not gonna, well, no, it's a great area. It's real.
Yeah.
You sold crack
to
your old man.
But so did he die from crack?
No.
How did he die?
Suicide.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, so you're the fucking, it's cool though, Bobby. It's been a long time.
It's so fucked to laugh about it.
Yeah, why is it so funny? Yeah, I don't know.
What did he do?
How did he kill himself?
I found him in the basement. And when I was
you
17.
Found him?
Yeah. I thought you know this.
I didn't know you found him.
Oh, fuck.
You found him?
Yeah.
Did he shoot himself?
Me and my mother.
No, he hung himself.
And so.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
To what? I wasn't going to do anything.
Don't.
I'm not. I'm just asking.
Go ahead.
Oh, go
all right.
Ahead.
Don't.
What?
Okay.
I don't even know. I wish I knew what you thought I was going to do because I want to do it.
I know.
But I don't think you'd think.
Go ahead.
I'm not locked
ask?
Into what you're, you know.
Was your dad as tall as you or taller?
Yeah, he was taller than me.
He was tall. Yeah, he was tall?
Yeah. I just got the bad end of the stick. But I mean, my mama was taller than me. She was about Bobby height.
How high were the ceilings in the basement?
Regular, you know?
Regular height.
Yeah, he did it with a chair.
You were thinking it. You were thinking it.
I didn't
say
so.
You son of a bitch.
The height one,
I wasn't even thinking about the height thing.
You know how hard it would have been for him to get him down? Just got to go to the garage and get the biggest fucking ladder they've got.
That's fucking funny, bro.
Yeah.
His mom's like, come on, Doc, hurry up.
That's
so fucking
funny.
So he was
so
awful.
Let's get funny,
you need you for real. You need to talk about that shit. That's so real.
So you walked in. You walked in. You saw him. You know, dangling.
I'll tell you.
Like, is it an ornament?
Yeah, like, it's not a fucking.
Like a Christmas ornament.
Tell us how it happened.
Yeah.
Chicago. What year?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Detroit, I mean.
Detroit. 1991. Right. So, y'all gonna edit this out, right?
Hell no.
But anyway, he was supposed to bring my mother, because they had separated.
Yeah.
Right? Because I moved, she moved me out so that I can get myself together, and then she moved. And then so he can try to get himself together, but he never did.
Mm-hmm.
So he was supposed to take her some clothes, the rest of her things, and he never showed up. She called me. He had actually called me before her, and he tells me that he's going to kill himself.
Oh, and then he told you?
Yeah, he went through the whole thing, and we talked about it. And he told me, and I said, well, you don't have to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, you can fight this. And he's like, nah, I can't. And then he told me, he left me some instructions to take care of my mother and my grandmother. And he was like, so then when my mother called me, she was like, he's supposed to bring these clothes. He never came. Can you go and get the clothes? And I go, oh, shit. So I forgot that I actually talked to him early, like completely forgot.
So he said, I'm going to kill myself. And you're like, yeah, I got stuff to do.
Pop. Well, no. Let me. He was supposed to bring it. It was 4 days later.
Oh, I was like the same fucking day?
No. It was 4 days later. That's okay. What it was.
But did you really believe did he meant it when he said that or no?
Yeah, because he tried to kill himself before that.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
And me and my mother caught and found him on the ground.
Did you, same thing, try to hang himself?
Nah, this time he had drunk a bottle of iodine.
Iodine.
Yeah, almost, but he didn't.
So wait a minute. So hold on 1 second. So then he told you that day.
Yeah.
Did you go call anybody or talk to anybody or did you not say a word? Like, did you
I didn't
tell,
say anything because...
You told nobody.
Yeah, because I didn't even, like, it didn't even register after I got off the phone with him that he was going to actually go and try and attempt it. I'm 17.
You thought it wasn't that. You thought it was.
I'm thinking he'll be all right, man. He's just having a bad day. You know what I'm saying?
So then 4 days later...
She called me. He's supposed to bring the clothes.
Oh, my God.
Can you go get the clothes?
Yeah.
I get in the car. I go over there.
Do you have a feeling on the way there that something's wrong or no?
Yeah, 100%.
You knew?
Yeah.
You were like,
so when I got there, I was like, oh, shit. And because I didn't tell her, I was like, oh, shit, I did talk. No, because she asked me.
What kind of car? A smart car?
She asked me. She said, did you talk to him?
Hot I guess for
it was a wind-up. You had to pull it all the way. He had to pull it all the way back before he got in. Okay, Doc, go.
Fucking hilarious.
So, Dick.
You done?
Yeah, put up
there. All right, so.
Why? He's like. Hold it down.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, are you done?
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, so you go.
So, we go. What happened? Oh, so when she told me that, and she asked me, did you talk to him? And I go, yeah, I talked to him Friday, but that's it. So she's like, well, go back to the house. So I go over there, like I say. And when I got to the front door and I got ready to open the door, one of my friends from one of the street dudes ran up to me. He's like, hey, man. He said, hey, your pop's been in this house, man. He said, we haven't seen him since Friday. And he said, you know, your pops used to let the dog out. Something wrong. Let's kick the door in. And I said, nah, man. No, wait. I was about to open the door. I said, damn, I forgot my goddamn key. And then he was like, kick the door in, man. I'm telling you, man, he ain't been out. He in there. Something wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, man, chill out. Let me go get my key, and I'll be back.
You went back home?
Yeah, I went back home to get my key.
You went and got a sandwich.
So,
yeah.
Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah. I would break the door down. I mean, it's urgent.
Nah, because I still didn't think nothing really at that point.
You didn't
too
think?
Much. No, I felt it, but I'm saying I was more like, man, nah, chill.
I think you're probably fighting the feelings.
Yeah.
So
I was like,
damn.
I said, okay.
How far is your house from there?
No, you're talking.
30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, I'm on the east. That's on the west side of Detroit. I was on the east side.
Oh, my God.
With my aunt. So it's a pretty big distance. So I go home, get the key, and then it kicks in. And I'm like, holy shit. Let me go get my mama. So I drive up to the job, and I was like, hey, you got to come with me. And she's like, what? And then I'm like, you got to come with me. I said, something wrong like that. And she goes, are you okay? And then she goes in, tell her boss, whatever. And then we leave. So we get there. And as soon as we open the door and we walk in, No, no. We walk, when I walk, when before we open the door, the dog runs into the window and he's got foam all on his mouth and he's barking like hella aggressive. He never looked like this. And I go, what the fuck?
Probably hasn't eaten and drank anything in days.
Exactly. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, calm down. And when he sees me, he starts going crazy. He starts getting happy.
What's the dog's name?
His name was Lee. Bobby Lee. What a moment. Anyway, so then I go in. That's his real name too, Lee.
I believe you.
L-E-E. So we go in, and she says, you go upstairs and see if he's up there, and then I'm going to check down here.
You said that.
In the living room. She said that to me. So I go upstairs, and this guy has all the doors to the rooms closed upstairs. Bathroom door, every door closed. And I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. If he's in one of these rooms, I guess I'm going to find him. I kick open my old bedroom door. He's not in there. I kick open the bathroom bedroom door. Then there was another door down the hallway. I kicked that door open. Then the master bedroom, I was like, shit. So I waited, and then I pushed the door. I kicked it open. Well, not kicked it open. Pushed it open.
Yeah.
And then I looked in, and all the sheets were pulled off the bed. In the middle of the bed, there was a life insurance. So I looked on him, and I said, what the fuck is this? Because he worked for Ford, too. So I looked at the life insurance, and I was like, what is this? And I said, okay, whatever. And I go down the stairs.
If the sheets are pulled off of the bed, there's a life insurance thing on the bed.
Didn't think nothing about it, bro. I'm telling you, just like that. Just fucking just willy-nilly.
There was this note saying goodbye, and I was what is this? Is he going on vacation? This dude's leaving so many fucking breadcrumbs, and Doc is like, where is he outside?
So then you go, to the basement?
Yeah.
Don't know. So then I go down to the living room, and my mother's in the living room, and she's like, he's not in here. And I said, okay. She said, he's not in the kitchen. He don't know where around here.
At any point, are you yelling out, Pop, Dad, are you guys yelling through the house?
No, we never call for him.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so I say, hell no, because for me, I told you, I was already feeling eerie and shit. I was like, man, oh, fuck. And I'm like, already just like, damn, like this might be. So she says to me something about the dog in the basement. And the dog kept grabbing my pants and pulling me toward the basement. And it run back, grabbed my pants, and I kept slapping. I'm like, stop playing.
Lee?
And he would run. Yeah, Lee. Yeah, I said, Lee, stop playing.
You knew.
It's like, yeah, you knew. That's good. Listening.
Yeah.
My friend. Anyway, so she says, the dog is probably hungry. Go downstairs and get his pail. It's in the basement. And I go, oh, shit. I said, you didn't go in the basement? And she goes, what? I go, you didn't go in the fucking basement? And I said, listen, call the police right now. And then she goes, what? You're what's wrong with you? And I said, no, call the police. She said, boy, come in here and go in this basement with me. And I was like, nah, you need to. So
you knew.
Of course she knew.
I knew then.
Life insurance.
Because I said, well,
sheets, doors closed, yeah, 4 days.
The dog going, it's in here.
Yeah. Whenever he smoked crack, he always smoked in the basement. Right? Oh. So that was like the first place she should have checked. I was like, he fucking probably was in the basement because he smoked crack in the basement.
He would never smoke crack upstairs?
I don't know. I've just only came home. We surprised him. He in the basement. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Happy birthday. He's like, oh, no. Cracked up.
That's real shit, though. Like, it was just a couple of times where he didn't hear us come in or whatever and go in the bed. I'm like, God damn, you in there smoking crack. Yeah,
get back to the day.
Okay, now.
Okay.
So there's this door. We open the door,
yeah,
and there's this stench come up. I said, oh, ooh, shit.
Oh, my
and
God. I grab what her. Does that smell like?
Crack.
It's dead body.
For me, yeah.
And
for
crack.
Me. And it's the summer, too. So it's been out there for about 4 days.
Oh, summertime crack.
Yeah. So, man.
Damn.
Damn, dude.
So you walk down the stairs.
So I'm behind her. I stop like 5 stairs before her. I'm like, I'm not going down the stairs.
It's like a haunted house.
And then she was like, get down here and come down here. It ain't, what are you talking about like that? She's not thinking nothing. I said, fuck. I was like, all right. So I start coming down and she gets down to the bottom. I'm coming down. I'm about a couple stairs behind her.
Yeah.
And she goes, see, look, that's all this doo-doo on the ground. You smelling blah, blah, blah. And then I look down and I say, oh, I guess you're right. And then she looks up and she says, what are you? Like she's about to ask him what he's doing, a question. And then I would turn and I got ready to look at him and she screamed. And then she pushed me. It was like, so for me right now, to this day, I still don't have that image of what was over here. The only image I have now is just her face. So when I looked like this over here towards him, she screamed and pushed me. So it was like a boom, boom. So it wasn't enough for me to grasp 100% and just, well, I grasped it, but not enough to where it fucked with me, but it wasn't as bad that I feel like it wasn't.
So you never looked at the body?
Not at all. She went back in the house and everything and touched him and everything.
God damn
it. I was like, shit.
So you never, after that, you never saw it again?
Nah, I wasn't going, nah.
Until you went to the funeral?
Yep.
You had an open casket?
Because he was so swollen, you couldn't have an open casket.
Oh,
funeral.
My God.
So we didn't even get to have it open.
Wow, this is a comedy podcast, but
you asked.
Man, how do we
for the story? Yeah?
How do we, you
we
know,
can make some jokes.
Huh?
We can make some jokes.
Go ahead.
Well, we did throw a couple in there.
Yeah.
He was swollen and you couldn't have a funeral.
Nah.
Black people love funerals.
No, we don't. Nobody likes funerals.
They dress up. They do it. I've seen some really good. Like, I've seen some where they prop up the body at his favorite video game table.
Yeah, that's some weird shit that they do now. I'm like, why the fuck are people doing that?
Have you ever
really?
Seen this shit?
Yeah.
Some black funerals, they go all the fuck out.
They're doing that with Latino black funerals. If they have a favorite thing that they like to do,
they put them in that
they
position.
They put them in that position and decorate, like, and have something.
You've never seen
that? Like
no.
A set.
Yo, can you bring this up on
I
the
don't
screen?
Know if I want to see this. Though.
No, it's not going to creep you out. I mean, it's just, it's not going
to. I don't want to see a guy playing Warzone, but he's dead.
And they're standing around him like, yo, it's like,
that's crazy.
I swear to God.
That's crazy.
I swear to God, it's the wildest shit. Look at that. Look at that. Like a guy
button.
In a boat.
that's
what they do.
That's hilarious.
But
that's hilarious.
That's a white guy though right there.
Yeah,
right?
That is.
Oh, the whites do it too.
Doing
huh?
it. Yeah.
No, that's not
it.
Wait, go up. There's an Elvis one. Is that Elvis a dead guy? No. Okay, up to the right, you see the dead people lifelike poses? That's it. Dead people lifelike poses right there. That's a woman they propped up.
There.
Who's dead.
Unbelievable.
Click on that article. That'll tell you.
That's unbelievable.
Like, you know, Shanice, she loved her wine. So we propped her Bush Light. Look at that. Go down and
that's
see if there's.
That's insane.
Wait. She said, look at this.
No, that's insane.
Look at this, dude.
Let me zoom it in.
The body of Mickey Esterling, a New Orleans socialite, sits on a bench surrounded by flowers. Look at they prop her up.
Oh, my. I think that's a good idea.
You want to be like this?
Yeah.
Scroll down a little bit. Look at this one. Look at how crazy that is. No. Dude, why don't pass the photo?
That?
Stay. Lynette Carmona Wright, the wife of late boxer Christopher Riviera, hugs the boxer. That
wait, the guy to the left is a boxer. That's
he's
dead?
Dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he's alive. That guy's going. I'm getting the next hug. that's really a guy.
In
that's
his
a guy.
Boxing outfit. Yeah,
look at this.
That's how they do it.
That's insane.
Stands next to his body, propped up in a fake boxing ring during San Juan, Puerto Rico. Dude, this is a thing.
Go down. This is amazing.
This guy's
no.
Why are you missing the photo?
No way.
Yeah.
Look
a
at this guy
on a motorcycle. Oh,
that's his. Look, go down a little bit. The body of David Morales Colon was placed on his motorcycle in peculiar viewing ceremony that his family requested. Shot in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Apparently, it's a lot of Puerto Ricans that are doing this.
A
shit.
A lot of Latinos do that. All of
that's
they do.
Dope.
I mean, Puerto Ricans mostly.
I think that's a good
thing. That's that I know of.
Scroll down. This is amazing. Oh, I wish there was more. There's none more. Do Puerto Rican themed funerals. Apparently, the Puerto Ricans got this shit on lock.
Show this to Doc.
Doc, do you know? Doc. Look at that, Doc. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, Steve.
That's Steve and Bobby's mom.
Oh, and their father.
My dad died.
Right now.
Right the moment my dad died.
Right now. He's dead. He takes his photo.
Right now?
Right this moment. No, not today. I mean, in this picture.
I was about to say, what kind of shit is this?
Trust me. We've said it before.
Okay.
And this this guy, he has this on his phone. I mean.
That you took that picture, Bobby?
Yeah. Yes. Look at this guy, Green Lantern.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I'm telling you, the Puerto Ricans made that. Look at that. Yeah, see? Gambling. With his homie.
Whatever they like. That's what the theme of it.
Oh, my goodness. Puerto Rican theme.
It's like, black dudes and Puerto Rican dudes. That's who does it. Look at the milk crate. And what is that one? What?
Is that the guy waving?
No, that's a sketch.
Oh.
That's a sketch.
No, that's just a regular picture.
That. Standing him up
a
in
boy.
The corner.
Yeah.
How old is that kid?
Puerto Rican gangster propped up, playing dominoes at his own funeral.
No, that's a real guy. There's no way that's a guy's.
It says San Juan, Puerto Rico. The dead man is sitting with his eyes open at his own funeral.
That motorcycle is sweet, though.
That motorcycle clip is bad as fuck.
That's insane. It's so morbid.
I don't know what it is.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a drummer. Look at, they put it outside. Isn't that weird? That's outside the funeral.
Yeah. What would you do? What would you want your body to do?
But I don't know.
What
do
like
they
position
do
I want in?
Yeah.
This in this podcast studio, just in front of the podcast mic, you yeah. and me.
Yeah. I would just say, put me in like diapers.
Yeah.
Put me in a gigantic panda.
Uh-huh.
I have a lasso. I'm on the panda. You know what I mean?
Something riding that, the panda?
Yeah, just. Like,
I could see that. I could see you hanging, if, you hanging from like a bamboo tree.
Or
like
if Doc and I die at the same time.
Oh,
here it is.
Right?
Go yeah. ahead. Go on with your story, bro.
Would you be mad at that? We're dead already. What does
yeah,
it
you're
matter?
Both dead.
What does it matter?
You're both dead.
Yeah. And we're just like 69ing. You know, I'm the bottom. I have my hands on like this.
I'm going to that funeral.
Yeah, you go to that one.
Here's the thing, though. What about my wishes?
Oh, that's true. So,
well, what do you yeah, want, Doc?
What do you want?
Doc, how do you
totally
want to be
to be totally as far away from this guy as possible.
Doc, how do you want to be prop? What would your theme funeral be?
If I had a prop, damn, that would be...
just make you tall?
Duncan.
Yeah, like, they make you Duncan?
Just fucking...
But just hanging from the hoop?
Now, here's something. Yeah. With Bobby in it, under my nuts.
Oh, just Duncan on Bobby's ass.
Him.
And you're like this. No. How funny to see! How funny! How funny though if they hook Doc on the hoop and he's just hanging from the hoop.
Yeah,
that would be so
That'd
funny.
Be great. That'd be so funny.
All right, let's have Doc sign off.
All right, say thank you for
Doc,
being a bad
look
friend.
Look in that camera, that one in the corner, and say thank you for being a bad friend. Slow and smooth. We might put some funky ass music beneath it.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
No. Come on, draw that shit out like thank you for being a bad friend. You know, draw it the fuck out.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Damn, I love that.
So good.